Okay, one second. Chofal from the base, seven lines into the very wide lines. Okay, last time we learned about the mitzvahs of a king. He can't have a lot of horses. He can't have a lot of wives. And we discussed all about Shlomo Melech. Now the Mishnah also said the cost of sefer Torah lishmei. He has to write a sefer Torah for his own name. Okay, for his own sake. Tana, it says in the Braisa, Ubavachali is God b'shalavesef, meaning he can't adorn himself with his father's meaning. Even if his father had a sefer Torah, he still needs to write his own. He can't just do what the father did.
What did Yitnaya? Why
Yitnaya? Uh-huh.
What's the lashon of Yitnaya?
Yizgoya. Yitnaya, I mean.
Yeah, I mean to adorn.
In other words, even if his father has led him a beautiful sefer Torah, he still has to write his own. Amid Rava says, "Afal pishen nichalei aveisiv ladim sefer Torah." This is Rava saying not only about a king, about everybody. A person, even though his father left him a sefer Torah, mitzvah lechtev mishalei, he still has to write his own. Meaning, there's a mitzvah in the Torah that every Jew needs to write a sefer Torah. So he says, even if he got one beyerusha inheritance, you still have a mitzvah writing a sefer Torah. Shenema, because it says, Va'ato kisvo lachem es hashira. You have to write this song, and it applies to every single Jew, that every Jew needs to write the Sefer Torah. So Eitzvei Abayi asked the question, so Rav is saying, not only does a king need to write his own Sefer Torah, every Jew needs to write his own Sefer Torah. So Eitzvei Abayi asked him, Mekaisele Sefer Torah Lishmei. It says in our Mishnah, or in the Braisa that he brought down before, Melech has to write his own Sefer Torah, that he shouldn't adorn himself, meaning he can't be Yetzer from what his father had. So you see that Melech in, only a king has to do that. What does the Mishnah say? A king has to write his own Sefer Torah. Right? If every Jew has to write his own Sefer Torah, what's special about a king? The fact that the Mishnah says a king has to write a Sefer Torah means every other Jew doesn't. It's only a king. Melech in, what?
The commission went to write.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he has to write it himself, because if he doesn't know how to write, he can't write.
Right.
So it says, Leitzich l'shtei teiris. So the answer is no. What the Mishnah means, the king has to have two sefer teiris. Every Jew needs one. A king needs two. Where do we see a king needs two? K'ditanya, like it says in the Braisim, because of the Mishnah teirah says, about a melech, the pasuk says, he should write himself. Thank you. Mishnah Teda, a duplicate, the second Teda. What does the king do with two Sefer Tedas? Says, Acha Sheyetiv Nechnesis Himei, one that goes in and out with him when he goes to war. When a king went to war, he has to go out with a Sefer Teda. Va'acha Shumanachos Lebebeid Genodim, and one that he keeps in his treasure's house. You know, the one he keeps in his house, and one he goes out to war. The one that goes and comes out with the meaning, the one that he takes to war, he makes it like amulet, I'll explain in a second, and he puts it on his palm, meaning he makes a very small sefer Torah that he can wear on his hand. One second.
He doesn't fight.
Shenema, because it says, why does he need it? Shivisi Hashem lenegdi summit. I've said Hashem always opposite me. Ki mimini bal emet. Because he is at my right hand. The pasuk says like this. Hashem is always opposite me. Why? Ki mimini on my right hand. He never leaves. So the Gemara learns that when a king goes out to war, he has Hashem with him always, with a sefer Torah on his right hand. But he doesn't go out to a bathhouse with this, and he doesn't go out to Beis HaKisei. How do we know that? Maybe he has to take it all over, because it says the sefer Torah should be with him, and he has to read it. Meaning, in a place where he's able to read it, there he needs to carry it. Now, because he can't read the Torah in the bathroom, or in a bathhouse, so obviously he doesn't have to bring it there. So the Gemara says like this. Rav explained that a king needs two Sefer Torahs. Okay? Every Jew needs one Sefer Torah. And like we said, the Rishonim write today, you're Yaitzah because we don't learn from a Sefer Torah. The Pasuk says, why should you have a Sefer Torah? That you should learn from it. But the Pearl, today we don't learn from Sefer Torahs. Today we learn from Chumashim, Mishnayos, Gemaras. So therefore, the Rosh and other Rishonim write that today the mitzvah is to buy Svarim. The mitzvah today is to own Svarim, to learn from, because that's the purpose of writing a Sefer Torah is not stamp to have a Sefer Torah. The purpose is, according to many Rishonim, to learn from it. Right? So you have to buy Svarim to learn from.
He's talking about an amulet. Using it as an amulet?
No, that's the thing, because amulet you used to wear on their hands.
Right.
So he said the Sefer Torah should be like an amulet that you wear on your hand, meaning it always goes with him.
The purpose of this Sefer Torah is emunah or to learn from it?
To learn from it.
Learn from it?
Mm-hmm.
So why he has two? Well, one he learns from. What is the other one for?
Just to have the mitzvah.
So he's the only one that should have it just
it's
to
Mishnah
have it.
Right. Because one he learns from and the other one just to have. So the Braise, when Rav said his din, that even a Hedyan needs to have his own Sefer Torah, even though he got it from his father, because he has his own mitzvah. You can't say, because your father put on tefillin, I don't have to put on tefillin. I mean, the father has tefillin, you have to put on. The father wrote a Sefer Torah, you have to write a Sefer Torah. Now the Gemara is going to go into a very interesting discussion, but we're going to have to read one of the comments over here inside. There's a question whether the writing that we have today in the Sefer Torah was the way it was given at Har Sinai. Did Ezra write those letters? Was it given at Har Sinai, those letters? Were they given different letters? No, was the alphabet different? There's Ksav Ivri, this is what the Gemara is going to discuss. Ksav Ivri and Ksav Ashuris. Ashuris is from Asher, from Assyria. Not Syria, Assyria. Ashur, Melech Ashur, yeah. And there's Ksav Ivri. And the Gemara is going to discuss this whole thing now. It's very interesting. Armer Marzutra v'yseme Mar Ukva. Marzutra says, and some people say Mar Ukva said it. B'tchila nitna Torah li'Yisrael b'Ksav Ivri. Originally, when Hashem gave the Torah to the Yidden, it was in Ksav Ivri. What does Ivri mean? Because it was from the other side of the river. Okay? Now, he brings down over here, they found, and the archaeologists found, coins all the way back from the time of who knows when, that had a different type of writing than the regular Hebrew that we have. They say that's called Ksav Ivri, and this is the way the Torah was written when Hashem gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. We need to learn the Gemara and see, okay? Let's just... Now... Chazra v'nitna lahem b'mei Ezra.
V'lashon ha-kodesh.
Yeah, v'lashon ha-kodesh.
V'ksav Ivri v'lashon ha-kodesh.
In other words, Ivri... No, you can have Hebrew and English letters. You can write Baruch, B-O-R-U-C-H.
Mm-hmm.
That's Hebrew and English writing. This is Ivri writing in Lashon Kodesh. In other words, Lashon Kodesh was written in Ivri writing. Chazra v'nitna... B'mei Ezra, it was presented again in the days of Ezra, b'ksav Ashuris u'b'loshen Arami, in Ashuric script and Aramaic language. Okay, because that's the language the Jews spoke when they came up from Bavel. When they came up from Bavel to build the second base of Migdash, they all spoke Aramaic. So Ezra wrote the Sefer Torah in our Hebrew letters, but in Aramaic.
Ashuris? Why is it called Ashuris?
Because that was the language the Jews got then.
No. The writing, why the Hebrew writing that we have now is called Ashuris?
Because it came from Ashur. The Gemara is going to talk later. Okay, that we're not learning. The Gemara is going to talk about this in the Gemara, the next Amud. So the Gemara says like this. Birr lahem li Yisroel. So the Jews afterwards chose. So you have the prayer like this. The Torah was given Ksav Ivri in Lashon Kodesh. Ezra wrote Ksav Ashuris in Aramaic.
Okay.
And the Jews chose Ashuris in Hebrew. Okay?
And that's what we have now.
That's what we have now. Now, Bidu Lahem Lis, again, we need to learn the Gemara because it's going to sound very funny what's going on over here, because it doesn't make sense. Okay, Bidu Lahem Lis, Yisroel Ksav Ashuris. The Yidden chose for themselves the Ashuri script. By the way, that's the Ksav we have today. In the Sefer Torah, this Ksav is Ksav Ashuris and Lashon Kodesh. V'inichu L'Adyeitus, and they left for the commoners, because the commoners didn't speak Lashon Kodesh. They all grew up in Bavel. They spoke Aramaic. Lehet yisksav ivris v'loshen arami. For the commoners, they left. Okay? And we'll see who the commoners are. They left. It should be ivri ksav in Aramaic. So they had none of the above. So Gemara says, mein hadjaitis. Who were the hadjaitis that we're talking about? Kusoi. The kutim. They were gaitim. The question was, they real gaitim, not real gaitim. So they were like half Jews. My ksav ivris. What does ksav ivri mean? Amir of Chista, it's ksav livinoa. Livinoa ksav. It's a large script which was found in mezuzahs, whatever. It's not the, it's a different type of writing of ancient Hebrew. Certain letters are very large. Whatever, that's what ksav ivri. It doesn't matter what it is. The Gemara is going to ask the question, if God gave it one way, how in the world did anybody have a right to change it?
Okay. The questions but, to
them. Oh, thank you.
How can you ask?
Except when he asked.
Yes, I don't ask, I just say things.
You can do it. Right,
okay.
At least I don't argue.
Okay, we'll leave that at that also. Okay, so the Gemara says like this, the pearl, and it's very interesting, there's Ksav Ivri, Ksav Ashuris, there's Lashon Kodesh, and there's Aramis. Right? So, Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah Ksav Ivri, Lashon Kodesh. Ezra wrote Ksav Ashuris in Aramaic. The Jews chose Ashuris in Lashon Kodesh. And the Kutim kept Ivri in Aramaic. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. Tanya, we learned in a Braiser. Rabbi Yisi says, Roy Hoyo Ezra. Ezra was so great. Ezra was worthy. Ezra was so great that if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't give the Eden the Torah, Ezra would have. But because Moshe beat him to it. And as if Ezra would have been there before Moshe Rabbeinu, he would have given the Torah to the Eden. What she says, how do we know this? The Braitha continues. Because B'Meisha it says, U'Meisha Allah El Elokim. The Gemara is going to liken words in Psukim by Meisha and by Ezra. B'Meisha it says, U'Meisha Allah El Elokim. And Ezra it says, Ezra Allah Mi Bavel. Right? Allah and Allah. Ma Aliyah Omer Kan Teira. Just like B'Meisha Rabbeinu when it says Allah El Elokim. What did he go up for? To get the Torah, Afaliyah Merlahalan, the same thing, the word Aliyah, which is said by Ezra, the Torah is to give Torah. By Mesh, it says, A.C.C. Vashem, A.C. Hashem, Mesh Rabbeinu said, Hashem commanded me at that time, Lelamed Eschem Chukim Mishpatim, to teach you, Chukim, the illogical and the mythological. What does it say by Ezra? Ki Ezra Heichen Levavei, Ezra got his heart ready, Lidresh is Teiras Hashem Alekov, to learn the Torah. V'laseis ulelamed biYisro chayku mishpat. So just like by Moshe Rabbeinu it says I taught you chukim and mishpatim, by Ezra it says chayku mishpat.
How many years ago was Ezra
Sefer? Ezra Sefer was the beginning of the Second Beis Hamikdash. So Second Beis Hamikdash stood 420 years plus 2,000 years. 2,400 years ago.
Rabbi, Dead Sea Scrolls. If you see them, they have a different type of script.
We'll see about all that later with the different script. That's the question. Is that Ivri? It's not Ashuris. It was Ivri. Okay, so we'll see.
But then they see also that the Dead Sea Scrolls weren't authentic. I don't know.
Afal pishli nitna teiral yodei. Never. The Gemara says like this. The Braisa says that Ezra was worthy that the Torah should be given through him. Right. But nevertheless, Alpha Pishle Nitna Teira Yodah, even though the Teira wasn't given through him, Nishtana Yodah Aksav, the Ksav was changed through him. Meaning, this is what Marzutra said, the Bryce is proving Marzutra. What do you mean the language, the writing was changed? Meisha gave it in Ivri, and he gave it in Ashuris. So even though Ezra didn't give the Teira, it was already given, but he did give the Teira with a new language. A new writing. Ashuris instead of Ivri. Shenema, because the pasuk says, "Hanishtaven ksav adamis and meturgam adamis." They changed the writing, okay, and the change writing was written in Aramaic and expressed in Aramaic. And then it says, "Lebahalin ksav lemikrim pishul leidol lemalka," whatever. Belshazzar had a feast, and the handwriting was on the wall, and it says the king's sages cannot read the writing and makes interpretation known to the king. Because only Daniel was able to figure out the writing on the wall by Nebuchadnezzar. And it says, and it says he should write the second Sefer Torah, meaning he should write it, Ksav Haroy Lishtanis, a writing which is able to be changed. Meaning that the Torah itself says that this Torah can be changed. Mishnah also means change. Mishanet means to change. So he just said, the Brice is saying, L'cheira, how did they change it? How can Ezra change it? He said, because the Torah says, because of law, es Mishneh ha-Teira ha-Zeis, doesn't only mean Mishneh duplicate, it means Mishanah, it could be changed. In other words, the Torah Chathila says, the writing of the Torah could be changed. Okay? One second. So the Gemara says, Lama Nikra Shuris, why is this writing called a Shuris? So it says, Sha'ala Imohem, when the Jews left Ashur, they brought back the script with them. Okay? In other words, it doesn't mean that it was a Goyish language. It was a language that was formed by the Jews in Ashur. And as Mefarshim explained, that's why Nebuchadnezzar's sages couldn't figure it out. Right, whatever it was, they couldn't figure it out. Anyway, so this is the story. Now the Gemara says like this. Tanya Rabbi Eimer, this is Rabbi Yossi's opinion, right? So Rabbi Yossi says like Marzutra, that Torah was initially given in Ksav Ivri, and the Pearl Ezra changed it to Ksav Ashuris. So, we're not done. So it's interesting, the Sefer Torah writing we have today was not the one given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Okay? Now, Tanya Rabbi, can we finish the Gemara? Says, Tanya Rabbi, and the Rabbi says, it's not true. B'tchila b'ksav zed nitna Torah Yisrael. It says, when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah, it was given ksav ashuris, like we have today. Kivet shechotu, when the Eden sinned, nepach lem l'reyetz, it became splinters, meaning, when the Jews sinned, they couldn't read the writing anymore. Meaning, when the Jews disgraced the Torah, this is according to Rebbe. Rebbe holds, Hashem gave the Torah in Ksav Ashuris like we have today. Where did this other Ksav come? When the Jews misbehaved with Torah in the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash, it became like splintered. All the letters, like a splinter, means it rips up, you know, into small pieces, and the Jews couldn't get it anymore. She says, and therefore, they were unable to read the Ksav by Nebuchadnezzar. Kiv and Shechazru Bahem, when the Gidon did Tshuva, in the days of Daniel and Ezra, Hechziru Lahem, the Ksav Ashuris was re-given to them. Shenama Shuva Lebitzorin, return to the stronghold, meaning Yerushalayim, Asirei Tikva, the prisoners of hope, Gamayein, Magid Mishnah Oshivloch. Meaning like this. So therefore, according to Rebbe, the Torah was really given the whole time in Ksav Ashuris. So what did Ezra be Machadish? So what did Ezra do? Because when the Jews sinned by the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash, they forgot that language, they couldn't figure it out. And when they did Tshuva, they went to rebuild the second Beis Hamikdash, that language came back. So Ezra revived Ksav Ashuris. But Ksav Ashuris, according to Rebbe, was the way the Torah was given L'chatchila, the way we have it now.
Original?
The original.
How could they not read the writings on the wall?
Because it became splintered. In other words, the Jews were...
Jews didn't know how to read it either.
It meant nothing to them. It was a bunch of symbols. They were punished.
In the footnote says Belshazzar couldn't, and his advisors couldn't read it.
Right.
But Daniel could.
Daniel was the only one. Oh, but the regular Jews also couldn't.
The Jews couldn't.
What?
Could it be one of the Sefer Torahs that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote was in the Sumerian language?
No, according to Rabbi, it was all that way. It never changed. According to Rabbi, the Ksav HaShuris was always there. The one we have now, it's called Ksav HaShuris, that was always there. What happened with Daniel? They couldn't figure out the language, right? Because when the Jews sinned, they couldn't figure out the language.
When the Jews were in Egypt, what language did they speak?
Hebrew. Hebrew. Not Farsi.
Hebrew. When Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching the Zakenim,
Hebrew. This according to everybody, even according to Mazutra, he gave it to them Lashon Kodesh, except it was Ksav Ivri. Everybody says Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah in Lashon Kodesh. The only question, the argument to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi holds that it was given in Ivri Ksav in Lashon Kodesh. But they spoke Lashon Kodesh. And Marzuta says, no, it was written in Ksav Ivri. But also, everybody says in Lashon Kodesh.
The Jews that came out of Mitzrayim could read Hebrew?
Yeah.
They didn't just speak it. And did they maintain their language? Was they wrote?
I'm sure they wrote. The world was created in Lashon Kodesh, Rashi says.
Yeah, but they lived in Egypt for
210 years. 210 years, yeah.
No. Oh, you think Hashem would give them something that they couldn't read?
No, they were able to read it.
How can you speak Lashon Kodesh, but read Ktav HaShurit?
You could speak English and think Jewish. What's the problem?
Why not speak Hebrew, Ivrit, and read Ivrit? If Hashem wanted to give it to you.
Why? But we'll soon see why God did this whole thing, the whole discussion.
In Mitzrayim, what was the Ksav they used to do?
I don't know, it doesn't say.
You don't know?
But Pashtus, whatever language the Torah was given, because that was the language they spoke. If you say Torah was given in Ksav Ivri, then they probably had Ksav Ivri. If the Torah was given Ksav Ashuris, it was Ksav Ashuris.
So how come?
But there's another, 1 second. So according to Rabbi, Lama Nikra Shmei Ashuris, so why is it called Ksav Ashuri? Because according to Rebbe, it was always given Ksav HaShuris. According to Marzuta, the Torah was given in Ivri, and then changed to HaShuris. He explains, why was it called HaShuris? Because it came from Ashur. Right? But according to Rebbe, Torah was given L'chatchila Ksav HaShuris, so why is it called Ksav HaShuris? Obviously, they didn't get it in Ashur, because they had it already in from the desert. So he says, it has a different meaning. Shem U'sheres B'Ksav. It's the choicest of all languages. In other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, Ashuris comes from the word Ashur. They got it in Ashur. According to Rabbi, who says it was always Ashuris, even before they went into Ashur.
Choice of the choice.
Ashur, Ashrei. The choicest of all languages.
Ashur is the language of Iran. It's one of the languages of Iran, Ashur.
Yeah, but it's a different
language. They come from France.
No.
They don't come from France?
No, they mixed up the whole world. Sankhedev came, Bilbo, Eskola, Ilam, everybody got mixed up.
So, Rabbi, how do we darshan, like, base in the Breshit, is it means something, you know, we go through all that?
It would have been in Ksav Ivri, according to that opinion. We're not done yet. So, therefore, like this. According to Marzutra, it really changed. From Ivri to Ashuris, right? According to Rabbi, it was Ashuris in middle... cancelled and back to Ashuris, right? The Pshim ben Elazar Eimim Mishum and Rabbi Elazar ben Parta that said in the name of Rabbi Elazar Amudoi, Ksav Zeh Lo Nishtana Kol Iker. This language never changed and it was never forgotten and it was always Ksav Ashuris. It never changed. Why? Because it says, Vaveho Amudim, the Vavim of the pillars, the hooks of the pillars. You know, in the Mishkan they had hooks that they... Now, they were called Vavei. They were called hooks. And the Gemara is going to say, why were they called Vavim? Vav is the letter Vav. Why are hooks called Vavim? Because a hook looks like a letter Vav. Look at it, right? It's up and down. So he says, what does it teach us, Vavei Amudim? Ma Amudim Le Nishtanu, just like the pillars of the Mishkan never changed. the Vavim of the Sefer Torah never changed. And it says in the Megillah, Va'emed ela Yehudim kichsavim v'chulshaynam. The Torah was given in Mordechai's time, right? He wrote to the Yidin, kichsavim v'chulshaynam. Ma'alashaynam le'nishtana. Just like they never changed from Lashon Kodesh. Atzksavim le'nishtana. Their writing never changed. So this opinion says, unlike Rebbe, that says they forgot it for a while, they never forgot it. They never forgot it. Because you're interesting, when did the story of Purim happen? Between the first and second Beis Hamikdash, L'chayda, the Eden were in Golos. So according to Rebbe, L'chayda, they didn't speak, they didn't have the Ksav then. They didn't have Ksav Ashuris. Because they forgot it. Only Ezra, when they rebuilt the second Beis Hamikdash, got it. But in the Purim story, L'chayda, they shouldn't have had it. But he says, no, Kichsavam v'chul shaynam, in their language and in their writings, just like the language didn't change, because they always spoke Lashon Kodesh, so the writing didn't change. Elamani mekayem es mishnah teirazes. L'cheira, we said mishnah means to change, right? So what does the pasuk mean, mishnah teirazes? L'shtei teiras, that a king needs to say for teiras. Achas sheyetz v'nechnas tzimei, one that goes in and out with him constantly. V'achas munachas v'beiz genozov, one that was in the treasure. I was like, the mercy by the king. And the one that he constantly went in and out with, he made it like an amulet, and he put it on his arm. So we have three opinions. The pearl, two words, okay. Two is, Hashem gave the Torah in beginning Savashudis, as a, just to reinstated it because people forgot it for 70 years or whatever. But according to Rabbi Yossi, interestingly, and Marzutra, Torah was not, the Torah we have today was not the Torah written by Moshe. The language, the letters, is not the same Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu had.
So wasn't
Ashuri
at this time of the Moshe?
The time of Moshe Rabbeinu, according to Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Rebbe, and Rabbi Lozor, Rabbi Shimon ben Lozor, it was Ksav Ashuris that we have now. The only question is, did the people forget it between the first and second Beis Hamikdash? So Rabbi said they forgot it, Rabbi Shimon ben Lozor said they didn't.
The other Mandelman says it's not.
What?
There's three of them then.
There's three opinions. Hmm? No, one opinion, what?
According to the third opinion, so does he also say that it turned into Ashuris after?
No. He said it was always a Shudas, never forgotten.
No. According to the one the that first said one. That it was written in, Hashem gave the Torah in Ivri.
That's the first opinion.
Yeah,
no?
So according to him, it changed. It did change.
Yeah.
According to everybody, it changed.
No, according to the third opinion, it didn't change at all. According to the second opinion, it didn't change, but they forgot it.
Right.
The first opinion said it changed.
A couple of questions.
What?
The one that is that the king had to put on Israel must have been very small.
Yeah, or else he was a big king.
Is that little that you have to put it on his?
Yeah, you can have small
sefer teiras. I have four on Rabbi.
The rabbi, I thought it was not supposed to be the opposite of like when he eats. You know, that.
But the Gemara said he actually made it that he wore it.
Literally.
That's what it says. Taylib is raya. Taylib is raya means younger than his arm. By the way, the arm is not the muscle. He's right. It's from here to here.
No, it's raya.
Okay, but it could be anywhere. I don't know, punctum muscle, whatever.
And Ezra lived at the same time as Mordechai.
Sure, the Zanchi Knesset Sagdela was Ezra, Mordechai, the Neil.
I don't understand why? How did this whole discussion begin? That what was originally in the Torah is not now, or what's the Havamina to say not?
The Gemara is just quoting a Braisa. How did it get into this Braisa? Yeah. Because of this last opinion that said Mishnah Teiras Zeis refers to a king that he has to write two Sefer Teiras. That's the way Gemara, you know the way Gemara works. It's like a mimer. You go off, way off, and come back sometimes.
Yeah, so Mishnah could also mean change.
People say Mishnah means changing, either from Ksav Ivri to Ksav Ashuris, or they forgot it and he reinstituted it. Or Mishnah Teiras, which means the second Sefer Teiras.
How does this angel come into the picture? That
angel?
The hand that wrote on the wall?
No, because the question of why didn't they understand that language?
Was that angel introducing the writing?
No, he just wrote a note for whatever his name was.
In the original, and Jews right. had forgotten how to
Except
read it.
Daniel knew how to read it.
The Torah, one vowel changes, the whole meaning of everything changes.
Right.
How can the Ktav go from one Ktav to another Ktav and maintain the same Kedusha as it came from Shomayim?
And Kabbalah talks about one letter for a whole book.
Yeah. Even the vowels.
The whole Torah was transmitted through Daniel. He was the only one who
knew it. Okay. Let's take for a second those of you that have the Hebrew. If not, I'll just okay. He goes into a whole long Megillah, exactly what happened over here in the footnotes on page 22A2, bottom of the second column, the Torah in Ivri script and elaboration. Okay, a simple reading of the view of Marzut in the Gemara above and of Rabbi Yisin the Brais is that Torah is well known in the tablets of the law presented to Moshe. It was written in Ksav Ivri, that's Marzuta and Rabbi Yisin the Brais, right? And this is difficult for many reasons. Yes, the Mefashim, he's quoting all Mefashim over here, yeah? Number one, the Talmud speaks of Hashem attaching crowns to the sacred letters. When Moshe Rabbeinu came up to Har Sinai, Hashem was writing crowns on the letters. He says, would L'cheira, would be derived from such sage Rabbi Akiva. Only Ashuri Ksav has this crowns, not Ivri Ksav. Number one, if Hashem gave the Torah in Ivri, which is Marzutra's opinion, based on Rabbi Yossi's opinion, Marzutra's an Amida, but based on Rabbi Yossi, says if it was written in Ivri,
which is the original,
according to him, which was the way Hashem wrote it, you can't have crowns of the letters. Two, can it be that the very script in which Hashem himself engraved the tablets were cast aside by the Jewish people and made a Ksav Ivri? I mean, Ksav Ashuris. He said, if God wrote it in Ivri, how can the Jews change it? Three, Rav Chista, who apparently concurs with and explains the view of under discussion, teaches us, this is another Gemara, that the Mem and the Samach of the Luches, okay, 22a3 now, first, at the bottom, okay, the Gemara says in Megillah, the Mem and the Samach of the Luches, because the letters of the Luches went through and through. Okay? Now, a Mem and a Samach are completely rounded. Now, if that letter is hanging in the middle of the Luches, so how did it hold? There's nothing holding it. All the other letters have something holding it. Okay, but if it went from both sides, then it had to be completely floating. So he says, Mem and Samach were mamash and Nes in the Luchas, that it held, okay? He said like this. In the ancient Hebrew, the Mem and Samach are not completely enclosed letters that they are in a Shuri. So then no miracle would have happened. Okay, if you say the Mem and the Samach of the Luchas were a miracle, that can only be Ksav Ashuri. Ksav Ivri didn't have that. Okay? For these reasons, Rabbeinu Chananel says that the accepted Talmudic view is the Torah was given in Ashuri, okay? And that's the statement in the Gemara in Shabbos when Hashem was writing the crowns, and why the Mem and the Samach was written with miracles, because the Gemara basically accepts the opinion that it was written in Ksav Ashuri. Not like Marzutra, not like Rabbi Yossi, who say the same thing, okay? Ritva answers the following solution though, okay? In other words, like this. From different Gemaras, the implication is it was Ksav Ashuris given. The Luchas were given Ksav Ashuris. Right? This, the Marzut and Rabbi Yossi, say what they said is not the accepted opinion of the Gemara. So according to them, Hashem was not writing crowns on the letters. The Mem and the Samach were not miraculous. Okay? But the Gemara that writes these things doesn't hold like that. Okay. The Ritva writes another answer. The tablets were indeed inscribed in the script that later came to be in Ksav Ashuri, as was the Torah Moshe Rabbeinu kept in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Okay? That was the letters Moshe Rabbeinu saw in heaven. In other words, like this. The Ritva says, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah in Ashuri. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Luchas were written in Ashuri. But because the people didn't know the language, the Sefer Torah Moshe Rabbeinu wrote for everybody was Ksav Ivri.
Tangent.
You know, he wrote it like in English.
Tangent.
That was their language. But the Ritva says, the Sefer Torah, when Hashem was writing the Sefer Torah in Shemayim, he was writing Ksav Ashutis, according to everybody. Even Marzutra would agree with that. The Mem and the Samach and the Luchas were written Ksav Ashuri, and therefore they were a Taka miracle. I, Marzutra and Abiesi say that the Torah was written in Ivri. Those were the Sefer Torahs. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote this 12, 13 Sefer Torahs that he gave to the Shvatim, that he wrote in Ksav Ivri. Why? Because that was the language they knew.
One second. However,
neither Moshe nor people... Oh, no, he says, Adrabe. Moshe Rabbeinu, or the people, did not want to use Hashem's holy language for everyday learning. Knowing its holiness, they were loath to use it as everyday language. So far did their reverence extend for Torah scrolls that were written for mass study, were written Ksav Ivri. In other words, the Ritva explains that really everybody agrees, even Marzutra, Rabbi Yossi, Torah is given Ksav Ashuris, like we have today. What does Marzutra say? The Torah was given in Ksav Ivri when they wrote Sefer Torah for the masses, because that was like a chumash. Everybody learned from the Sefer Torah. Nobody learned, didn't have printed books. Everything was Sefer Torah. So they learned it in Ksav Ivri, because that was their language. Like when Marzutra says the Torah was given to Israel in Ivri, he refers to the Torah scrolls intended for general use. He doesn't say Torah was given in Ivri script. Marzutra adds to Yidden. When Marzutra says a statement, he doesn't say Torah was in Ivri. He says the Torah was given to the Jews in Ivri, but not the Torah that Hashem had and Moshe Rabbeinu had. According to this view, Ashuri Ksib was not entirely new. It was only a few of the greatest people knew it, and that's why Daniel knew the language. Okay? So, basically, even according to the Rabbeinu Hananel, who was a Rishon, early Rishon, Rabbeinu Hananel holds that there's a poshet, an argument in the Gemaras. The Gemara says Hashem was writing crowns, holds like Rebbe and Rabbi Lishim ben Elazar, that the Torah was written like we have it today in Ksav Ashuris. Okay, and Marzutra and Rabbi Yossi argue on that. And the Ritva explains, no, even Marzutra and Rabbi Yossi also agree that Hashem wrote the Torah in Ksav Ashuris like we have it today, and the Luchas were Ksav Ashuris, and therefore the miracle of the Samach and the Mem. What does it mean it was given to the Jews in Ivri? It means when they wrote the Sefer Torah, they wrote it like we write it in English. They wrote it in Ksav Ivri. And therefore, who, and that became the official language, Ivri. Right? But who knew Ksav Ashuris too? The Tzaddikim. So Ezra, when he went up to the second Beis HaMikdash, reinstituted Ksav Ashuris that always existed. So they never went against Hashem, they never changed things. It was to the masses, they wrote the Torah in a language that they understood, Ksav Ivri.
So, just to clarify, Ashuri is this, what we have now?
Yeah.
And Ivri is...
You don't have to go there, you can go here. Yeah. It's also Ksav Ashuri.
Ivri?
A different language. That's what they find in the old coins and the old writings.
Is Ivri Hebrew? It's Hebrew, no? Ivri.
It's a type of Hebrew.
Exactly.
Who is the Lashon Kodesh?
The Lashon Kodesh was... It was either Lashon Kodesh written in Ivri or Lashon Kodesh written in Ashuris.
It was Aramaic.
Can you write... Oh, we just said this. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu. Baruch is what language? Lashon Kodesh. But you're writing it in English.
Transliteration.
Not transliteration. Yeah, right, transliteration. But so he could have written Bereshis Baralikim in Ksav Ashuris or in Ksav Ivri.
I understand. But Hashem created the whole world with Lashon Kodesh.
Right.
Why would he go to Ashurit all of a sudden?
Not Ashurit. Ashurit is the type of writing.
Ktav.
Hashem didn't write Vayom Elokim.
No.
In Chumash he wrote.
Ktav.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the Lashon Kodesh that we had with the creation?
Lashon Kodesh was Ashuris originally. You're mixing up language. It's not confusing, very simple. There's language and there's the writing. You could write Baruch At Hashem in English. It's written in English, but it's Lashon Kodesh.
I understand that. The question is why both of them are not the same Lashon Kodesh.
They are. Lashon Kodesh and Ashuris is the language that Torah was given. The Luchas were given. Hashem created the world. Hashem didn't create the world in writing. He read it in Dibur. It was all Lashon Kodesh. The only question is, when they wrote the Sefer Torah, according to Mazut and Rabbi Yossi, yeah? When they wrote the Sefer Torah, for the masses, they wrote it not in Ashuris Lashon Kodesh, they wrote Ivri Lashon Kodesh. They wrote Lashon Bereishis Barulikim in Ksav Ivri. No, so what's the problem? Why is it so
I think one time you said the language of Ashuris. Ashuris.
That was the masses. That's what he said before. The Kutiyim were kept Aramis and Ivri language.
Now how can you go from one Ktav to another Ktav and keep the Otiyot?
Because they didn't want the holy language to be used for the masses.
I understand. The reason I understand. But how can you do it?
You know, in modern day Hebrew, I wanted to finish up to the mission. Okay, well, we're not going to get there today. Anyway, in modern day Hebrew, they use words. How do you say electricity in Hebrew? Chashmal.
Okay.
Which is very bad. Why? Because Chashmal refers to the revelation of godliness that Yecheskel saw, and after we read on the first day of Shavuos, yeah, the beginning of Yecheskel. The Nevuah of Yecheskel ben Buzi saw Achmekein Chashmal was a revelation of godliness. Okay? So because in modern Hebrew, Ben Yehuda, whoever wrote the Hebrew, modern day Hebrew, took that word Chashmal, because electricity means light and all that, so he used that word for Chashmal. Okay, they didn't want that was the whole concept. They didn't want Ksav Ashuris. It was too holy, because that's what Hashem himself wrote the Torah in, that writing to be used for the masses. But everybody spoke Lashon Kodesh, so they just changed the letters for the masses to be able to have a non-holy Ksav. I'll give you an example today. You have script, Hebrew script. Yeah? It's a different writing. Yes. It's a different writing than Ksav Ashuris. Aleph Beis, you write a Beis like this. Not, okay.
Yeah, sure.
Now, you could write Lashon Kodesh, you want to write over Chumash in script, you write Bereishit Bar Lekim. Is that Ksav Ashuris? That's not Ksav Ashuris. It's Ksav script, wherever that came from. No, but that's not a Moshe. That's exactly the same thing.
Rabbi, where did it come from?
I don't know. Google it.
From doctors in Israel to write fast.
No. Wait, one second. So you have Lashon Kodesh. You can have Chumash even. Right? Or Rashi writing. Mm. Rashi writing is also an Aleph Beis. It's not Ksav Ashuris. It's not our script. But it's all Yiddish. I don't mean Yiddish, the language Yiddish. So, this is this type of writing, this type of writing. But the Gemara's question was, if Hashem gave the Torah, according to the first opinion, Ivri, how did Hashem change it? Okay, anyway, whatever.